The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to talk about something that happened 85 years ago today, precisely 85 years ago today, 1937, the very first 999 call was made. Simon Tierney, a News Talk reporter, has been looking into this, digging through the history books for us. Simon, you're going to have to tell us the background. How was it that this phone number came about?
Kieran, yeah, it's curious because there was a fire on Wimpole Street in 1935, so 2 years previously to the 999 official launch, and five women had died in that fire. Now, what had happened on that day motivated authorities to take action towards creating an emergency number. Basically, a neighbour called the phone exchange. At that time, all calls were indirect. You had to go through the central exchange. They were put on hold, even though that they were looking for an ambulance. And they waited for 12 to 15 minutes. And as a result, the emergency services didn't get there in time. So people realized that there needed to be some sort of system where calls could be prioritized if they were an emergency, even going through the telephone exchange system. So they set up this 999 service. Now, what's important about that, Kieran, is that when the call arrived to the telephone exchange through the 999 system, a klaxon went off at the telephone exchange and a big red light started flashing. I'm not joking. It sounds like it's like something from a James Bond movie, but that's exactly what happened in the telephone exchange. So they knew that that call had to go to the top of the queue and had to be prioritized. So that's what the 999 system initially meant for people who were calling in.
Okay, so you still were going through the exchange. This wasn't direct lines to kind of emergency departments. It was simply a flashing light was attached to the phone call from this day 85 years ago.
Exactly, yeah. And I suppose what we also need to remember is that if you were lucky enough to have a telephone, a domestic telephone at that time in 1937, it would have been a rotary phone. I'm sure a lot of listeners remember those. We had them in our house when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s. And this is key to understanding why the digits 999 were chosen, because they could have chosen any numbers. Of course, in the States, they use 911. Yeah. And I think on the European continent, is it 112 or something
like
that?
Yeah, 112, yeah.
Which I believe we can also use in Ireland since 1998 as an alternative because of an EU directive. But the 999 was chosen, Kieran, because if you can picture in your head right now the old rotary dial phone. So the number that was closest to the finger stop at the end of the rotary dial was zero. The one next to that, so one away from the finger stop, was the number nine. Oh. Now, they couldn't use 000 because zero was the number for the telephone exchange. So that wouldn't make any sense. But the one next to that was nine. Now, why is this important? Because the authorities felt that if you were in the dark when you needed to call the police, ambulance or fire service, so for example, if the electricity had gone out, or indeed if you were in a smoke-filled room where you couldn't see the telephone, you could use it almost like Braille. You could feel your way around the dial and you could find the 999 very, very easily.
Oh, that's fascinating now as to why they chose 999. I really like that. But you're right, a lot of people in 1937 wouldn't have had a phone at hand. What did they do? They run to the neighbours, run to the local phone? What happened?
Yeah, so what you would do is you would use a public telephone kiosk. Indeed, it's funny, when the system was launched in Ireland about 9 years later, September 1946, which is when 999 launched here, it was specifically aimed not just at domestic telephone owners, but also for the public, because you could go to a kiosk and you could use it there. But it's funny, obviously, we presume nowadays that a 999 call is free to use. And the Irish authorities wanted it to be that way. But when it launched here, you actually did have to pay for it for the first few months. It cost 2 pence. Now, I did a deep dive into the Irish newspaper archive earlier today, as yeah, I tend to do, Kieran, as you know. And I found this quote from the Irish Press from September 1946. And it says, for technical reasons, it will be necessary for the present for coin box callers to insert 2 pence before dialing 999 and then to press button A when the operator answers. Arrangements are being made to enable calls to be made without the prior insertion of money, but it will be some time before the necessary alterations can be made. So basically, they launched this service in Dublin, but they didn't have the technological capabilities to make it a free-to-use service for a few months afterwards. So you can imagine.
It's remarkable, the idea that somebody's house would be on fire or something off would be happening and they're scrambling around looking for 2 pence to put into the phone.
Does anybody have 2 penny coins?
Quick! How is it that we adopted 999, or when did we here in Ireland adopt 999?
Yeah, so it was 1946, so not that long after, about 9 years after the world's first, which of course was in London. Interestingly, in an Irish context, Kieran, it was only available in Dublin City and Dunleary for some bizarre reason. And it was a number of years later that it was extended to the rest of the country. So again, like the London situation, the capital was prioritised initially.
All right. Well, listen, a fascinating story and really interesting little tidbits. The idea that initially it was just a klaxon. That's what ringing 999 meant. Why we end up with 999 and how in Ireland and when in Ireland we followed the British lead, as we did in so many different ways during that time. We still do, some might argue. Simon, pleasure. And we'll talk to you again soon. I'm sure Simon Tierney, our very own here in News Talk. With
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.